Durga Owen is a lecturer at Western Sydney University, but today she's helping deliver essential food hampers to others in need.
And that means we mask up and we get out there, we shop for people and we drop it off at their door. We communicate to them through their phones and through the internet, and we just try to be there for each other. We don't want anyone forgotten. We don't want anyone going hungry. We don't want anyone feeling like they're alone through this lockdown in our area.
Miss Owen is a volunteer for the charity Community Care Seven Hills, and she's among a growing number of locals giving up her time to meet a massive rise in demand for food assistance. The contactless delivery sees her leave the hamper at the door, knock, and then leave.
A lot of refugee families are on bridging visas and they're not eligible for any government benefits. And so when they lost their jobs, they're not also eligible for any sick pay or annual leave or anything because they're in casualised jobs.
One of those awaiting a delivery today is Majana, who recently lost her casual job in retail. As an international student, she's also ineligible for government support.
The situation's getting really hard on us because we can't predict when the lockdown's going to end, but our expense just keeps on going and we're not able to get any help from Centrelink as well.
The free hampers include fruits and vegetables, pasta and even dal, as well as sanitary and self-care products. Majana says without her hamper, she probably wouldn't be able to afford her rent.
They deliver all nutrition stuffs as well. It's not like all long life thing. We got eggs and milk and everything, and it's quite enough for me, at least one person, to survive one whole week. It saves me money to, like, it helps me to save up money. Instead of spending the amount on grocery, I can save up and pay my rent.
Nine local government areas in southwest and western Sydney currently remain under the state's strictest lockdown measures, with the suburb of Penrith added to that list on Sunday. Residents in those LGAs can't leave their areas for work unless they are authorised workers. Member for Lakemba, local MP Jihad Dib, says because the workforce here is blue collar or in trades, for most, the popular option of working from home isn't a reality.
Of course, the impact of that has meant that many of them, their income has just gone down dramatically. I'm receiving a number of calls day after day of people who are in financial distress and really struggling, and it's very difficult for them. Whether it's the rent, whether it's the basics, whether it's just being able to have that little bit of peace of mind that you're going to be okay. These are the things that people are really worried about.
Mr. Dibbs says language and communication barriers are also an obstacle for migrant families when it comes to seeking assistance. He says he's inspired by the efforts to ensure those most vulnerable get the help they need.
People who have not worked at the moment are volunteering to be able to pack these hampers. It's the spirit within us that's actually helping us get through, and that's the really important thing. The big risk here is that so many people could fall through the cracks, but if it's not for the community, it's not for the community organisations and many of those grassroots charities, then a lot more would be falling through the cracks. We're seeing it every single day. The number of requests is absolutely phenomenal.
National charity Food Bank is also delivering food hampers to the area and supplying many local charities. CEO of Food Bank New South Wales and ACT, John Robertson, says the increase in demand is proving to be a real test.
We're building about 2,500 hampers a day in our warehouse and shipping those out to people in need. We're being tested when it comes to supply chains. Sometimes we're struggling to get product that we need to put into the hampers or product that we need to ship out to our charities.
Mr. Robertson says orders are likely to increase in the weeks ahead, with the lockdown seeing many families facing crisis for the first time.
People who never would have expected they'd find themselves in this situation suddenly come to the realisation that if they want to keep a roof over their head and the lights on, something's got to give, that when you've cut everything in your budget, sadly, food becomes one of those things that you contemplate cutting. And so you'll have families, you know, going one meal or two meals a day or no meals, you know, at a particular point during the week.
Food Bank also supplying masks, sanitizers and health information in multiple languages inside its hampers to help families combat the virus's spread. But Mr. Robertson says even if infection rates do fall and lockdowns are eased, he thinks high levels of demand for assistance will remain.
We anticipate that this is going to go for some time, and I think people shouldn't assume that when the lockdown measures ease, that there's a switch flicked and everything goes back to normal.
Kirsty Parks is the founder of food charity Community Cafe that's been running a stall in the suburb of Liverpool. She says with the variety of cultures and religions, groups like hers are doing their best to make sure everyone is accounted for.
There's one lady who's very local who is vegetarian with two young children, so we do try to meet her dietary needs for meals. We did have, as I said, one of the hampers that went out today, there was no bacon or bacon products in there. We don't always have access to food that is marked halal, but we do keep that in mind and we try our best to meet everybody's dietary requirements.
Amer Singh is a local business owner whose trucking company came to a standstill under the current lockdown restrictions. He's now spending most of his time volunteering at a local Sikh charity he co-founded called Turbans for Australia.
Demand is through the roof. We are trying to service the requests we get every 2 to 3 days, because that's how long it takes us to work out the hampers and get volunteers on the road from packing hampers to actually delivering the hampers.
With the Delta variant surging through his community, deliveries also need to be made for people under strict orders not to leave their homes. He says contactless drop-offs ensure no one misses out.
A large part of our deliveries to people's houses, that includes people who are vulnerable or in isolation themselves or one of their family members is. So we're providing hampers straight to their doorsteps.
How long the lockdown will last is unknown. But volunteer Durga Owen says the focus now is to make sure everyone makes it through, and she's encouraging anyone who finds themselves in trouble to reach out.
This community has always looked after each other, and I have been a beneficiary in the past, and now I'm helping other people who are in need. It's simple as that. This lockdown, we're going to get through it together.
Dom Vukovic, SBS News.